It's Marxist Moron of the Month time. I'm going to give one of these out every month. And the first one for June, Mayor Michael Nanny, mind your own damn business, Bloomberg. He wants to tell you what size soda you can have, but only in certain places. This makes no sense at all. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I'm Doug Hagan of the Daily Gator blog. Folks, the Marxist Moron Award, I give these out randomly on my blog. It's given to people who either through complete stupidity or complete arrogance have no grasp or understanding of either the Constitution and no grasp apparently that they are in fact supporting Marxist ideology. No one I can think of meets that criteria more than the ultimate nanny stater. And face it, Marxism is about nanny statism. Then Michael Nanny Bloomberg, this despicable prick who somehow enough stupid New Yorkers go to the polls and vote for this guy. He has an ego the size of Canada. He's arrogant. He's an ass. He thinks somehow he knows what you should eat, how much you should eat. And he's come up with this soda ban. Now, the idea that banning sodas for public consumption, limiting what you can buy to 16 ounces or less at one time, that's asinine enough. But what's really galling about this is this guy, this douchebag, you can't buy over 16-ounce soda at a restaurant or a ballpark or a theater or from one of the street vendors. But you can go to a pharmacy, convenience store, grocery store, and buy as many as you want. You can buy a 32-ounce, 64-ounce, 48-ounce. That you can do. You can go to a restaurant and buy two 16-ounce sodas. Hell, you can buy three if you want. At one time. The law doesn't... It's not passed yet, by the way. But given the stupidity state of New York, it probably will pass. The fact is, you can buy more than 16 ounces. And Bloomberg comes out, well, this is going to stop a national health catastrophe. Really? So buying more than 16 ounces at one time in one container it will lead to a national health catastrophe. But buying two or three or four or five or six or whatever... 16 ounces and consuming all, somehow that won't? This is nothing but his ego being filled. This is a guy who goes after salt, after sugar, after this, after that. And by the way, the real kicker, this law was announced on National Donut Day. Yeah, donuts, nothing wrong with that. And you want to hear something more galling? While you can't get a bigger than a 16-ounce soda at your bistro, you can get a milkshake as big as your freaking head. You can buy all the huge Starbucks sugar-laden coffee drinks you can. That's fine, but just not sugary sodas. This doesn't even make sense. That's the really galling thing, is this is nothing but, it's liberalism personified. It's not going to do any good. Everyone knows it's not going to do any good. But Bloomberg says it's to make people think about what they're doing. Mayor Bloomberg, why don't you think about what you're doing? And why don't you think about what country you live in? And why don't you once in your life get your head out of your ass and out of your own delusions of grandeur, little man? Why don't you go and read the Constitution sometimes, because Bloomberg has said that big sodas aren't what the founders were fighting for. I doubt you have a clue what any of the founders thought about anything. I wish, Mayor Bloomberg, you know what I would love to see? Given that you're a diminutive man, I would love to see you debate another diminutive man. I wish James Madison could rise from the grave and debate you in public for all of America to watch. Because unlike you, yes, James Madison was diminutive in size, but he was a giant in intellect and wisdom. You possess neither of those, Mr. Bloomberg. You're nothing but a nanny stater who wants to mind everyone's business and wants to nitpick and tell everybody what they can do, what they can't do. And yeah, this law may not do anything yet as far as really limiting, but it'll be a foot in the door. It'll be a nose of the camel under the tent, because nanny staters, understand this, folks, never ever stop. Their desire is for you and I and everyone else to be under their thumb every step of our lives. So this is a first step. And unfortunately, states like New York, Massachusetts, California, too many stupid people live there. Too many people who think, well, this is a good idea. They're trying to take care of me. It's good for me. It's for my own good. Goody, goody, goody. When they're pissing away theirs and your and my liberty in the process. A recent national poll, 64% of Americans asked about the soda ban opposed it. That's an overwhelming majority. That's 28 points. But 36% supported it. That's more than a third. More than a third in America supported this crap? We're in trouble, folks. We have got to get people understanding what liberty is, what the Constitution is. What is the price for not teaching American history as it happened? Teaching about the founders, the founding principles, the Constitution. What is the price? The price is 36% of adults saying okay to someone from the government telling them how much soda they can have at one time. That's a shameful, shameful, shameful commentary. So congratulations, Mayor Bloomberg, Nanny Boy. You are the first to receive an audio podcast award of the Marxist Moron. Dishonor. I'm Doug Hagan for the Daily Air Blog. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Right now, I'm going to go prepare a extra large soda and pour it all over a picture I have of Michael Bloomberg plastered on my wall. It'll be worth the cleanup, trust me, to make a statement. Remember, if you're left, you just ain't right. And New York, what the hell is wrong with you, really?